Well, good Monday morning and welcome back to Canton's Morning News. Pam Cook with you this morning, and so many things to ask the governor of Ohio. So that's why we thought it would be a good idea to have him join us. And he is on our WHBC news line this morning. Good morning, Governor DeWine. How are you?
Hey, Pam. Good morning. It's a beautiful day, a little cold, but nice in my part of the state anyway.
Yeah, it's about to warm up and crazy temperatures for the month of December, that's for sure.
yeah, that's what I hear.
So let's talk about, first of all, we'll talk about your visit, your recent visit to Massillon, because you came to Stark County to talk about some good stuff regarding infrastructure.
Well, I think it's really good news. We made a decision to take some of the federal money that was coming in, specifically $250 million, and to get it out to local communities across the state in regard to water and sewer projects. And, Pam, what you find as I've traveled around the state in the last few years is that there are many communities that really need to fix that infrastructure in some way. Either they got lead pipes there, or in some cases, it's a very, very small community, a village, that simply cannot afford a water system. But with these dollars coming in, it will allow them to do that. In other cases, it is really slowing down the rate of increase that what every person in the village or person in the city has to pay. So in that sense, it's really, this money is going directly for infrastructure. It's going directly into our local communities, and we think that this is a wise use of this money.
Yeah, I know the mayor there, Kathy Catanzaro Perry. She was very excited to be hearing about the project. Aqua Ohio participating, obviously, and so yeah. This is something that I think you traveled around the state to a lot of different places, giving good news like this as well. Correct.
Well, I did. I had a chance, to go to Massillon to talk directly to the mayor and the other officials, the county officials, county commissioners, and it's a very, very positive thing, and it is investing in our state. It's putting back into our state. These are one-time dollars. They're never going to come. They're not renewable every year. They're not coming back. And so figuring out how to take that money and put it into something that's a one-time expense, such as that capital infrastructure, seems to me to be a prudent thing to do. And it directly benefits so many, many communities. We had close to 200 communities that we were able to help with this amount of money, and all across the state, every single county.
All right, so let's talk sports gaming, because we finally got a deal last week, and Senator Kirk Schuring, who's on with me every week, he'll be on a little bit later on this morning. It's been a long process. Tell me what your thoughts are on the bill and when you plan to sign it.
Well, I've always said that, I would sign a sports gaming bill. It's not a question, are we going to have sports gaming? We already have it. People go on their app, they're going offshore, they're going, betting in foreign countries. And so it just makes sense to be able to get some of the money that will go back for education and have some control over what is going on. And I think there's a pretty broad consensus in regard to this. Kirk, I know, has been working, very hard on this. What we're doing now is what we do with every bill, and that is going through it and reading item by item. While this bill has been worked on for a couple of years, there were amendments that were put in at the last minute, and we're still trying to, read through those. And, we hope that we'll be able to sign the bill. I mean, I'm in favor of doing this. We thought about and we've debated it, for a couple of years. It's time to move on. But again, can't 100% promise I'll sign it, because I never do that until we read the bill, see what's in it. We have a pretty good idea, but when you get last-minute amendments that are put in the last 24 hours, you don't really have time to study them before they go in. So you got to look at the bill itself, and that's what we do with every bill.
Do you have a date in mind when you'd like to get it done by?
Well, you always want to get bills signed. Certainly this week, we'll be able to finish the analysis and move on. But, you know, what then happens is this bill provides for rules and regulations then to be put out. And so it's not as if the day I sign it, you're going to instantly be able to, you know, go into a place and bet in Ohio or go up on an app in Ohio and bet. So it's not going to be instant, but, we'll be able to give people, I think, some idea in the next, week or so exactly, roughly when this is going to take place as far as people being able to start betting. I have to either sign the bill or veto the bill. And as I said, I'm inclined to sign the bill unless there's something in there that I'm not aware of that would cause me to, not sign it. But so in all likelihood, the bill's going to get signed this week. Then there's going to be a timetable, and we'll try to give people an idea of the timetable, how long it's going to take to, carry out what's in the bill to get ready for the sports gaming in Ohio.
All right. And before I let you go, I also want to get a COVID update here. We've seen the Omicron variant come to town. We've seen a number of hospitalizations growing here in Northeast Ohio. I mean, what are you seeing ahead for the winter time?
Well, we're in winter, as you say. It's cold, and when it gets cold, people go inside. And when people go inside, you see a lot more flu spreading. You see the COVID spreading. We knew this was going to happen, or felt this was going to happen. The basics, though, we should stay with the basics, I think, Pam. Vaccinations matter a lot. Boosters have been shown to be exceedingly effective and needed. And so we just encourage everybody who's out there listening to you this morning, who's already got, the vaccinations, get your booster if you've not gotten it. We still have a lot of people in Ohio who got those first two shots or who got that first shot and have not yet got the booster. So we encourage everybody, particularly if you have any kind of vulnerability, to get that booster. But, what the protocol now is anybody, basically any adult, can get the booster. So we just encourage everybody to go out, get that booster, because that's going to really protect you. The people who are dying, and this is just so tragic, 95% of the people who die every day in Ohio from COVID did not have to die. And, if they would have gotten vaccinated, in all likelihood, they would be alive. And it's so sad, Pam, as I go. Fran and I, travel around the state on, as you say, the water and sewer projects and other things that we're talking about. And then we just casually are talking to people, and they tell us that their uncle died or that their son died or their son-in-law died. And it's just, it breaks your heart, because we're at a point now where that just doesn't have to happen at all.
Yeah, and I've come in contact with people who tell me that a family member has passed away, and then they're almost embarrassed to say that their family member was not vaccinated. And that is a sad thing.
Oh, it's just horrible. I mean, every death is horrible, no matter what point in time it occurs during the pandemic. But now that we have the vaccine, we just urge people, please get that shot. And, utilize what medical science has provided for us.
Well, I know that Christmas is 12 days away, so I wish you and the First Lady a wonderful holiday season. I appreciate you coming on, and we'll talk again soon.
You too, Pam. Merry Christmas. Thank you very much.
Thank you.